Speaking to a regional Asian security and defense seminar in Singapore Saturday, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates's assessment was blunt. He accused Burma's military government of being deaf and dumb to offers of foreign aid. He said Burma's rejection of international and regional assistance stood in sharp contrast to the response of other nations to similar tragedies, such as the 2004 tsunami in Indonesia and the cyclone that hit Bangladesh in 2007.
With Burma, the situation has been very different, at a cost of tens of thousands of lives. Many other countries besides the United States also have felt hindered in their efforts.
International aid workers say they continue to face bureaucratic delays over access to the region in the Irrawaddy Delta that bore the brunt of Cyclone Nargis. At least 77,000 people have died, with a further 56,000 still reported missing, while over 2 million people are still in need of food, shelter and medicine. The United States, Britain and France dispatched naval vessels with emergency aid to the Bay of Bengal, but the offers were rejected by the Burmese military. The military had also rejected offers by Asian regional partners to supply military helicopters to assist in the immediate aftermath of the cyclone. Regional countries have backed Mr. Gates's concerns over the delays, restrictions on aid and access to populations devastated by the cyclone. International aid organizations say less than 30% of the more than 2 million people most seriously affected by the cyclone have received adequate assistance. Australian Ambassador to Thailand Bill Patterson, in an interview with VOA, said Burma needed to provide unfettered access on humanitarian grounds to assist the populations still in desperate need.
These people who are in terrible, living in terrible conditions with the risk of disease outbreaks, they've lost their homes, they've lost their families in many cases, they've lost their livelihoods. It's terribly important we get in there quickly. A lot of them have probably lost their lives since the cyclone because the aid has not been able to be distributed.
The United Nations, along with the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, reached agreement with Burma's military for access for international aid workers during the lead-up to a donors' conference last weekend. But Human Rights Group Saturday accused the military of evicting victims from emergency shelters currently housing thousands of people in a bid to force them to return to their devastated villages in the Irrawaddy Delta region. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.